slaves are anyone that is made or obligated to do something against their will because they're afraid of the outcome if they don't listen and follow orders. You know, if you look at slavery traditionally or in history, very often you have this image in your head of shackles and chains. And that still exists today, but it's not the majority of the cases that are fined. I think today it's much more, the forms of coercion are much more subtle, and the way that people are controlled is much more psychological than physical and having shackles and chains.
Do you think modern slavery is a problem only in developing countries?
No, absolutely not. You know, slavery, modern slavery, forced labor and human trafficking exists in every single country around the world. There's not a single country that can come and say that these issues do not exist in my country.
Let's talk about forced labor and human trafficking. What exactly is the difference between the two?
The forced labor, it's any services that are exacted from any individual unwillingly with the menace of a penalty is basically the definition of that. And then the trafficking, which is basically, you know, transporting, harboring an individual for the purpose of taking advantage of them or exploiting them. Okay, and that is basically the difference. And then exploitation could mean forced labor. So these are the definitional differences, which are very technical.
Could you give it to me in terms of an example in a region where both forced labor and trafficking are big issues?
The ILO global estimates say that about 21 million people are in forced labor today. And once you look at the regional breakdown, okay, you see that Southeast Asia has the highest number. But again, you have to take that with a grain of salt because the highest number of biggest populations are also in Southeast Asia. Then if you break that down and look at the prevalence rate, then you see that it offers a different story, that it is actually in the Caucasus and Eastern Europe that are the highest prevalence rate. And when we talk about prevalence rate, is per 1,000 people, how many people are in slavery?
You said about 21 million people are in forced labor today. What really makes them vulnerable to get into forced labor?
What makes people vulnerable is usually lack of education or low levels of education, poverty, desperation. You know, whenever people move, they become much more vulnerable because they're away from their support system. They usually don't speak the language of the country that they end up in. In case they find themselves in trouble, they do not know how to seek help. But one of the biggest factors is basically poverty, and that's what pushes people to be so desperate and to be tricked.
How threatening is this to the world?
Oh, it's a big problem. It's an absolute big problem, and it's threatening for various reasons. It threatens humanity. Who would have imagined that in 2016, almost 2017 now, we would still have so many people in forced labor in our world? That is a shock for all of us, but also it's a shame for all of us living in today's world. And all these people that are in these situations cannot contribute to society the way that, you know, to their full potential. They're being taken advantage of. So they're not contributing to their communities. They're not contributing to their cities, to their countries, and they're not contributing to development, right? And that's a huge opportunity for all of us that is being missed. And also security. They may be forced to break the law because of their situation by their traffickers or by the people that have enslaved them. And so it becomes also a security issue.
Lastly, what can be done by the UN and other world organizations and even the governments of countries to reduce forced labor and slavery?
Member states, countries need to coordinate their activities and actions. There's a lot of cross-border movement, and that definitely, in order to address it properly, requires a much greater deal of coordination. The UN can play a facilitation role, providing expertise, helping member states enhance their capacity of dealing with this issue, be it training for labor inspectors, be it training for police officers, for prosecutors, judges, on more successfully dealing with such cases, not only identifying them, but making sure that victims are given access to remedies and compensation. Because again, research has shown that if victims are simply rescued but not integrated into the formal economy, the chances of them becoming a victim again is extremely high. So there is a need to break this vicious cycle of vulnerability. Through the ILO forced labor protocol, what we have tried to do is launch a campaign. We're trying to raise awareness amongst the general public and get them on board in encouraging their own countries, their own governments, in ratifying the forced labor protocol.